Fine. Kurz sagen, that's about fine. So I mean, the sugya of bedikas. I throw a couple of shaylas, just keep them awake. You know, it's fascinating, which came up over the years. Shver shaylas in terms of, you know, a person supposed to do bedikas as far as possible, go through together how much, everything. So I once got a shayla that a lady was doing bedikas, so she wasn't going so far in. So I was speaking to her, like, you know, how she's doing bedika, going through all the regular normal steps. Because end up, she was doing bedika with her middle finger. So being that she's doing with her middle finger, she wasn't getting too far in, because you don't have so much. You have two knuckles on the side, you can't get the too far in. And then, I think it was like day six, day seven, whatever it was. And then after I told her to do with the side finger, went all the way in. Now the question is, what's going to be the... Are those bedikas until then, because the bedikas are not. Huh? A little bit, she didn't get so far. She could have gotten much further, she had the wrong hand. You can't get so far. You have no colegas. How far can you? You have no leverage, you can't get too far. And then you can do it. I've had stories of ladies who they can't get in, and they're not getting anywhere. And then you tell them to put KY inside, and then they can get all the way in. So is that called Shizabitika Kvikaicha or didn't do Kvikaicha? A guy just came up to me and told me that his wife does because until here, basically.
Sorry,
what,
just got married? What?
Couple months. I'm like, why? He goes, well, that's what Kati should totally do. I said, no, it's a private one. She was a Kala. He's like, no, tell her this place is a bedikas. I told her, whatever, okay, we'll get that soon. Some safer brings down Heisus Ubedikas, which says stick your foot up and do it with the opposite hand. Sometimes I say, so stick right foot up, do it with your left hand, like then you have the most leverage. Opposite hand of the
pinky, right?
Yeah. And do your left foot, whatever. You're the opposite hand, because I've had ladies who like using like going like that. They can't get, like, and I can't do far because he's using the same hand.
What about, do you need to put on a toothbrush?
Toothbrush?
So you get further.
The Nova Ring Shaila, the lady who left the Nova Ring during Medikas. Nova Ring is a type of birth control. Whatever, you have a different route. Birth control. So Nova Ring is probably the most common in the world. You use birth control because it's something which you put in Isayamaka and it's slow release. Right, they won't have any take pills, which is like very hormonal, it's like a 24-hour and lasts for 24 hours. Therefore, they're very hormonal on that, and some ladies just go haywire from it. The easiest way is using the Nova Ring, which is a slow release. It's the whole day releasing a slow amount of hormones. And you put it in Isayamaka, so like you're bumping into it when you do bedikas. The question is what to do with the situation. Because all these shaylas are shaylas, the dreadful shaylas. Shaylas which, all these shaylas are zayishvah shaylas, and these shaylas which you daven you don't get. Because we'll see the sugya. And for those of you here till then, maybe we'll find out. Maybe yeah, maybe not. Minchas is coming up, so I want to leave early. Okay, fine. So Gemara brings down Daf Yizayin that Munbaz did three things. They're masking on Shvach. One of the three things was they played to Mitzvah and Ma'al Tahava, and they went to Mitzvah Shlagim. And it was a Maila in Munbaz. And where it says they did Maya, this Maya of Tahava, as I'm saying, Shmuel was able to come to the Pukalim, but Samanaki, Barach. But his Munbaz right to Shmuel. Shmuel says you have to do Dafka this. So a little bit of an ara, the old Meir, that Shmuel says you have to do Dafka this, and Beis Munzah was Shvach. So I put these two things together. Is it Mikra Din? You have to do Dafka, Poklin, Samanaki Rach, or just a Mila of munbas. What is a shvach? We're doing the proper kikudin. We don't say, koisi yid, yisrim b'shabbos. That's what we're doing. It's the kikudin. So why was it considered stam a shvach? The curve is kikudin. So Siddharth Taka says the shmul is just a lechachila. Not Sidri Taira. He brings this raya. He says, by fact that munbas was just a shvach, and Elamai Shmuel didn't look achila, it's not ma'akiv, because if we ma'akiv, so we're giving a shvach to the king. This is what we have to do. Everyone has to do it. Therefore, by the fact that it's more just saying the shvach, Elamai, it's only a din look achila. This should be considered tayra. Al-Kabanim, so Shmuel says you have to check the mitzvah, you have to do puklin, tzamanaki, or tzamanaki rach. So what then brings down Rava. Marvings is a steer where they can use. Sam, the Marsh is like Ash, Abakitna, Abamani Kitna, Basim Hadmani Kitna, Habichad, Habishchaki. The Marsh says the difference between new ones and old ones. What's the difference between new ones and old ones? So Rashi's prefer that older ones turn more white, and Marsh again, newer ones are less white, and therefore, being that we want the Bedika to be in some type of white type of material, that's why this is collecting new ones and old ones, as it gets to some type of color and starts off new, and as it gets older, it's gonna be more. The Rashi says also that new ones are harder. Mashin gained whiter ones, the older ones are softer. The chiluk is between how hard and soft it is. What's the problem? Do we think of something which is hard? So the positive side is that being that something which is hard, we're afraid that she's gonna scratch herself. It's a rough material. Sure, can I be watched? It's a rough material. You gotta go just on me, taking away out. It's a rougher material, being that's a rougher material, so maybe she'll scratch herself, and we don't want scratches to happen. And therefore, therefore the Rashi says you shouldn't do it in a rougher material. Is it an Eitz HaToyva or a Din? So it's a Taira Gimel says that the whole Nakuda is just a Eitz HaToyva for her, that in order she shouldn't scratch herself. You know, we have your best interest in mind. And therefore, in the Hanami, if one does not use such a thing, then Enechanami Sidhara says that it just didn't. It just ate it. What? It's chaval. It's coming from chaval over here. It just ate a toiva. See any numbers here?
I think it's on this.
Oh, here we go. Okay, here we go. Yeah. Toishu kasha. Maybe it's gonna scratch. If any chesed lekach, she wants to be macho. I don't care. Mutar levegatzma. It's okay. The lechem simla yud says that no, you can't do that. He says because, being that she's afraid she's going to scratch herself, so therefore she's not going to go bedika, and therefore he says that it's ma'akev because of that, because it's a chashash that you're not going to go ahead and do bedika, you're afraid you're going to scratch yourself. The reason another mahalach is that the chiluk is that something which is hard, it's not toifas the dam doesn't stick to it. I mean the dam doesn't stick to it, but of course the dam just slid off of it, therefore it's going to be a problem. Because we have common mahalach, the difference between new and old. This difference is Rashi is more whiter. Raja says in the Kuda is soft and hard. In soft and hard, you can say three mahakim. You can just say, Eitz HaToyva, no, they shouldn't scratch yourself. That's number one. You can say, not more than Eitz HaToyva, it's mamashkin ma'akiv, because maybe you're going to scratch yourself. And then the Yireim, in Chavav, says the Mahalach HaDavid, that if it's going to be hard, it's not going to, the dam's not going to stick to it, and therefore it's going to be a problem. Now the Rambam is a little bit of a problem. The Rambam seems to say, when you do a beged, you have to use a beged pishtun. So it's mashma that you have to dafka begish or pishon shakik v'lavin. So the fact that the Beis Yosef thing, where's mashma? A lot of different options. You can use beged, you can use tzemer lakirach. It doesn't have to be dafka, be a beged. So Beis Yosef has two mahalchim. One mahalch, he says, the Rambam was Rava argues on Shmuel. And he holds that even though Ben Munbaz was a shvach, that's what Shmuel held. Rava holds dafka has to be a beged. has to be Dafka Beka Pishtun, and he argues on the whole thing of Munbaz, and he argues on Shmuel, and therefore the Rambam passing has to be Dafka Beged of Pishtun. That's what I'm after the Rambam. The second mile, he says, the Rambam is that Avad Rav and Shmuel don't argue, and he's just not coming to Fuket Samlak Irach. He's just trying to say, if you use a Beged, so then that's to be Beged of Pishtun. And Echanam is not going to be Machlaikis. Rav Rishayim don't say like the Rambam, and my sweet Pasha Shavanarach, that has to be like Rav Rishayim, or like other Machlaikis Seisif. Ko B'dika Salalo should be Beged Pishtun, Lavin Yashan, or Tzemeh Geffen, or Tzemeh Lavin Naki Irach. And it doesn't have to be Dafka, it doesn't have to be Tzemeh. Okay, so my is like this lady didn't have any B'dika cloths, and she went and she did a B'dika with her finger. Is that better than nothing? And does that work or does that not work?
It doesn't stick.
What?
It doesn't stick.
So
you wipe off as you go down.
So the city tire brings down in Ice. Let me find it again. Ice Chav. Bays. Ice and Nashal Bodhi Matsushlam, Blade Begab, Blade Mucha, Blade Daikshin, Toyus. Not only are they making a terrible mistake, it's a needless Lechol Devrayim. Bedikam and Bedikam and Becheskos Tumma. I call a Shane, I can pass a Chachos Adam, that a finger would not be considered a Bedikam and it would not be considered anything and it will be a problem. This is a vikuach about tissues. The lady just took a tissue. Is that considered a bedika? Is not considered a bedika? It's just a mitzvah take a shot. Do you, are you able to get into the chayim mistaka now? Do you have correct grip on it, and does it get the chayim mistaka or not? You know, there's a vikuach. You have to ask her, I'm saying, if she have to do it without ripping, and she have to do it in a normal way, then stop what we can make all. But a lot of times you just rip right away, and it's very hard to do bedikas.
Depends
on the type of tissue. Depends on the type of tissue, what? If it's like Kleenex.
Kleenex, or yeah. I once did it with the mask.
What, it's like too hard? It's supposed to scratch yourself? Stomach would be okay.
As a material absorbs the mask?
You have a mask? I'm gonna get it.
Why do you
have a mask? You have a mask.
I'm sure you need to have one.
This is blue.
So the other side, that inside what? So you rip off that inside blue.
The Rav didn't get any masks last year.
What?
My brother of a mask.
Alright, yeah, everyone's at home. What's the problem? Shabby is at home. This is more, I mean, it's a tennis, but isn't this more blue?
Because, I mean, probably rip it off.
It's not too hard. Take it apart.
Right, rip it apart.
I don't think it's more blue. Is it? Tell the question, what color it is? It doesn't know what color it is, I don't know. It's a little bit mustubach, what color it has to be. From the Gemara, what should come out? What color do you need over here?
Not red and not black.
Gemara says not red and not black. Other hand, we want it to be old stuff. Why?
It's whiter.
It's whiter. What did it start off? What color did it start off?
White.
Yellow.
And we're trying to get more white. So, like, what are we looking for over here? We're looking for, like.
Why should it be white?
What's the reason? What's the metal old rashi? It's whiter. So it sounds like anything which is white. What?
So
that's the rashi. Rashi is more white. We're looking for more white. So, what's the color did it start off with? Probably like a.
Different white, man.
Yeah, like a more of a, I don't know, like this type of white or something, and now it's getting more whiter as time goes along. Another thing Mark says, don't check with red and black. What's the kudu that has to be white in order to be nicker the dam? As it says, let any love, any dam, nicker yafa. Pishon is not love, it's not nicker yafa. Obeyed love, and Rashi says. Rashi says, you have to have a love, and Rashi says. You have to have white. So Rashi is saying that unless it's white, it's not going to be nicker. All the other thing works is red and black.
So you can whether nicker there's the chlal stain, and then if there is a stain, it has to be nicker whether it's red and edom, therefore else that you need white.
That
so
what?
Black and white, black and.
That what?
Pure white to see the color, the
edema.
If you're allowed to see that there's even anything there, anything not black would be enough.
But then you have your
machmir. If you see there's nothing there, then you don't have a shiloh. It's enough to say you don't have a
shiloh.
If you have a
shiloh, Then you have to go back, what you say, because that's what I say.
Right, it's
yeah.
A shot, right?
It says Slavzak.
It says that what?
Red and black.
He says what? Shatzvah, and that pasha has to be white. So it sounds like also from the Lord, some others, say it has to be dafka, has to be white. The Shah is b'diyavet, let's say. So now we're going for ideally white, you know. Let's say b'diyavet, she doesn't have anything white. Leather on your shirt. What's going to be?
And also, what are you saying? Like, Tavayin, we let you, people hold you
where you That's the question. The ones who are machmer to wear, we saw by Ksamim, we're making on things, because ain't adam nikah by yafa. That's what she says. I mean, that's not nikah, therefore that's when we make on certain colors. So we saw b'shaite, there are those who are machmer. Say any light color, the dam is nikah, you're going to be machmer. So in that world, that the time is nicker, not to be machman tzvainim. The stomach, they'll be to make all there and say that if I want to use like a yellow.
Why?
Right, so let's say that we're handling what point can I make on some? So we said it before. Some say you have to be white, wasn't around, but I'm white. Anything on white, you have to be make all white. The time's a nicker boy, makes it up as a shinikodu, and therefore you can be make all. So if you can go in that world, the stomach then, so you can't come along now and tell me, oh, I could, yellow should be good enough for the dika. The stomach. What?
What's the problem with
your tzibah? Alright, second. Over there, if you hold over there that light colors you could tell, so then it's the stomach that you'd be able to tell. You could tell. So the stomach over there should be good. So come and say, well, you want to say maybe what? That even if you hold over there, dafka white, because you can't tell. So let's say I took a blue bidika, and there's nothing there, there's no color. So, how can I be makid? I know, I see there's nothing there.
Rashi thing will lose.
What do you say?
Rashi thing will lose, you won't see. What color you won't see, you see the cross.
See, if you use a light color, let's say it's yellow or something, so you will be able to see if there's something on it. The question is, if the dance sneaker, what serve it is, and it's time to tell you, you'll be able to sell. Still going to cut it up.
Well, I guess this would be the Shaila. They said don't check red and black, only will, right. That's what I should say. That has to be white. Now, was that. Is that a takana? Or Pshat is. They're just telling you, you have to check a white because if you do something else, whenever there's going to be color, you have to be makhman. That's takana, right? I guess you can like that. They say do it white because that's what's nicker. If it's not white, any color, I'm gonna do machmer. I can't. And it was like we spoke about. Like, if you, let's say a lady has a nice big ree on a black underwear, I have no idea what color it is. You have to be machmer. So, like, right. We all know what the story is. So, we're saying I do bedika with white because anything else, you have to be machmer. Or the pshat is, they said that it's not gonna be considered a bedika on them.
You just showed that she's not the minus husband, that she's not seeing.
That's what we're trying to do. But now, that which we said that you have to use. Has to be something which is a summer love and nakivirach, right? Was that a takana or that was a eitzah? Okay. That's gonna be said a shah. Fine, okay, let's move on. In terms of how far the petikas have to be, so. What do you say? Oh, what? Greek islands and. And she normally machmer or meikol? If she's normally machmer, then for sure you can be meikol. If she's normally what? What do you say? No, there are a lot of rabbanim which there are some. I say a lot. Yes.
What does that mean? She's usually meikol.
There are those who are machmer on ksamim on any light color. You see, the Rav Rashi is not nicker boy. It is nicker. I see it's blood. There are many others, like you said, there's a we've had, we're knowing, the Rosh Hashanah has to be dafka white. Anything unless it's white, off-white, then what's good again? All right, it's just a half-hearted thing, exactly. So she does Ravid, it is, Ravid says that you have to go, the Ravid says that Din Chayim is talking as dafka with Tyrus, and not for Isha Labayla. How far the bedikas according to Ravid do you have to go? It says the only chayim v'stakin. What do you have to do? So maybe who doesn't refer in tshuva, you just have to do a kinuach. But alma doesn't have to be a full-fledged bedika. The Chavis Das, on the other hand, other chayim say that even the Ravid, He was just giving up on the Chayim V'Stakin. Avadi wants you to go all the way in, but I have to go press against the fold. So Avadi B'Tika, I would yes have to do.
Isn't that
Yehuda? He is in that long... Remember that long tshuva, which he brings down. He says he brings down the Beis Yosef. This is the Beis Mashmoyis. The Beis Yosef is you have to do all the way in without Chayim V'Stakin. And his opinion is that you should have to do a Kinoa Chakol do, the Chavis Das on the end, Dalet.
That's because of Machshava, you know?
Huh? The Rajman on the end knows that on Chayim V'Stakin it's a Chatsi B'dika Lashon, it's not considered a B'dika at all, it's a Chatsi B'dika. You have to do full-fledged B'dika. If you don't do full-fledged B'dika, then that would not be considered a B'dika at all, and that would be considered a problem. The Ramban is Machri, he says, B'dika of Hefsik, you need Chayim V'Stakin, because that takes you out of Tumah L'Taira. B'dika, which is Chesed Taira Kodu, that the B'dika of Zainakim ready is once. The Ramban's opinion is that the Hefsik Taira, you're going to have to do B'dika of Chayim V'Stakin, because taking it from Tumah L'Taira. Mashenkin, the B'dika of the Zainakim does not need to be all the way, and even if you do without the Chayim V'Stakin, it's going to be okay.
What will be okay?
You don't need Chayim V'Stakin, so see the Ramban's Akhra. So that's the first side. The first side is in the gay of Chayim V'Stakin, how much you have to do it. Right. Now there's a next discussion in the gay B'dikas, how far do the B'dikas have to go, how deep do you have to get into. So the Rush brings down the B'dikas, has to go at Shasham Ashtash, has to go as far as the Iver goes in, and if you do, you shouldn't do a little bit of Kanakas Atzma, has to be, has to go Kinuach, has to be deacon, has to go all the way at Shemashtash. He says an exam that's very difficult to do such a thing. He doesn't understand how Isha could get that far in. And if you go that far in, she's going to come out and get scratches. And it's not going to be a makar, it's going to be a bedika. And he doesn't understand how you do such a thing. He says he remembers when he was young, he saw the kingdom, Megama bedika Zusha Kasavilon, Lamishi Shev Salasa. It's impossible to do it. Then he finds Shusha Desha, which brings down that Isha goes to him in the kingdom. That's not true. Other poison don't bring down this chumra of the rush. Let them live. So first he says that which we say, Shachman the Kasakain, he says that the rush, the guy's mainly, even the rush, the guy's mainly writes it, but he says the smacks, if a chumra and ban, just says you're going to chumra, we're stuck in the element, Shachamashtash. Also, the Russian Hilchas Nidir, he doesn't say, also, which is Chayim V'Stakin, this is Hashem Hashdash. Therefore, that means all the Priskim don't say it. But if Elamai the Rosh, when he says Hashem Hashdash, it could be as considered Avdafka. Just means you have to try as deep as possible. The Avi says Hanachlam, he says there are two types of Hanachlam. There's a Hanachlam of Mutim Shi Shangai Mizidim, that don't tell somebody to do it because they're not going to do it. So, therefore, better not to tell them, but really, it's the wrong thing. It's different Hanachlam Sachem Samachvav, which means Hanachlam Yisrael Neim Neviim Beneviim Eim, that it's the correct thing to do, and Klai Yisrael knows what to do. He says the two types of Hanachlam, and he says the Akvam is not clear which one of Hanachlam it is. Akvam, the Hachura of the Beis Yosef is that Lamaisa, you should do Ash Hashem Hashdash like upon him Hefsek Taira, and also one of the Zainakim, at least that's what you should be doing. How do we pass it? Chava says, you have to do B'dika, what Chayim V'Stakin. Chava goes, you have to do Chayim V'Stakin, all the B'dikas. Ad Mokash Shemashtash, you have to go all the way to Shemashtash. Tira Lachnisa Kaka Ba'imik. You have to make sure there's no red. It is very, very difficult to do that. Akaponim have Sik Taira, and one day of Zainakiyam, you have to go out to Shemashtash. What's Shemashtash? Saying that, being that two, Roy Bishan hold that watch and the din is anikim only one medika. So being that this is a big machloike, it's just chumra of the rush. Other chaver don't say it. So he wants to do at least one day of his anikim to do as smakas shemitas. And other days he's willing to be meikah. Come on, for svardim, you have to do the hafsatayra, and also one day of his anikim. Rama says if you didn't do it, first they do the other days. But the yavid, if you didn't do it, oh, you did it kafi koicha and chayim v'stakim, it's going to be okay. That's where it plays him, and therefore it's going to be okay. So when the halacha ma'isa comes out, chayim v'stakim was the halacha. What? You need chayim v'stakim. It's going like the Rashi, but you need chayim v'stakim. Okay. You need chayim v'stakim. It's considered for the bedika. In terms of hatch, makan shemesh dash, the svardim are saying after we have satar and rishon, and the Rama saying, look, you do kvi koicha as good as possible. Then, one second. We do kvi koicha, it's going to be okay. Zakrama, that's going to be okay. And then the Yehuda and Shuva, send them about the Pesach Shuva, brings down his tests, he brings down his Mayrach, he brings down Marav Shonam or Meko Bedikas. And that which Shulchan Aruch says, Bedikas, Hapsitar, Bedikas, Rishon, he says he wants to be Meko, the Simach and the Ramban. That bedikah of hasaktayr is enough, not by other by. He wants to. The Yehuda says the ma'aseh. He wants to say the Rav is mekel. The Rambam could be his mekel. The Rif could be his mekel. Ma'aseh all Rishonim which are machmer. If he wants to mekel that hasaktayr, it doesn't even mekel. But he wants to say on the Ramban that if you have bedikah hasaktayr and other ones, then it's going to be okay.
If you have hasaktayr and you did a moich,
so you could be saying on that's bedikah lies to the bedikah, and therefore. He wants to go ahead and be Mekel. Moshe Shtumbach has a tshuva that the lady. No, I'm not talking about Shem Vistakim. Moshe Shtumbach has a tshuva that this lady basically didn't do Shem Vistakim the whole time. And the question was, can you send him on the Nadi Yehuda? It was already once, come upon him already. And once it came upon him. And he said, can you be Mekel even though it's once? And he said, no. Saying, maybe there's a chiddush, so that's the place in the Mechaber, and it's not like that. And he has a stash, tries to shy the kaim against the native Yehuda, and he does not, he says, he, you know, he does not want to hear the clock already. Now, in terms of how to do bedikas, because like I mentioned before, the way you do bedikas is stick opposite, stick your, so say, make the eitzah, you stick your foot up. What?
Where's
the sound of it? It's on the side of it, yeah. You stick your foot up, use that, I think so. You stick your foot up, use your opposite finger, and that's the way a person's it. You use the second finger, not the middle finger. Use the second finger, not the middle finger, that's the way you got the for this. Now, well, sometimes the lady's dry. The question is, can you put water on the bedikah cloth? Can you put water on herself? So choose Masham Chilak Avkav Membav, which he writes that you're able to do. You want to put a little bit of water, the shell said you shouldn't be able to put water because you're going to wash it out, and you have to be machmer. You have to be machmer. He says, you know, be choshes for that, you put a little bit of water, it shouldn't be a problem. You put a little bit of water on a bedikah cloth, he says that's not going to be a problem, and you can make it a little loose, make it a little bit easier for it to go and do a bedikah. In terms of putting Vaseline, so the shayla is, if you put a lot of Vaseline, it could be a skin and dilute it. So it's definitely better if you put the Vaseline in her body, let it get absorbed 20 minutes, half hour before. Like this, it's softer, and being that softer, so therefore it'll be easier for it to go ahead and do bedika. Whether you put the Vaseline on the bedika cloth, that's basically totally in your pesach, whether you was taught to learn bedikas in that type of ifen. It definitely could dilute it a little bit. Like if Yashar said, no way, if Shari can't do it, they tested it, or if Dabas they tested it, he can't do it. Different places that make, I don't know, Lakewood, a lot of Lakewood, like Rav Shama teaches people how to do it like that. And Lakewood, I know they let. The Berkowitz person does not want people to do it, to put on their bedikah cloths, KY, because of that. And it's basically telling your basic, you know, I'm a limited to passing on bedikahs. And you have to be worried whether they're going to be. What do I say? But, I mean, I learned math. I'm saying, better not do it. If you have to, I could pass on it. If there's no color, it's okay. But it's going to be like a closer color, a close call. So probably just sending down the block somebody who try to find somebody who does pass kind of these things. Now in terms of how big the bedikah cloth fits, so Moshe Shtumbach has a tshuva to the Knei Baisam. Oh, there's a lot to do there. So want to conquer any. Okay, just very quickly. Moshe Shammai is a tshuva to the Knei Boisim, which he says that he holds that the Bedikah Kol should be very, very big. It should cover the whole finger because you want to get all the Kherim Mistakim. If it doesn't get the whole finger, it's not going to be the whole Kherim Mistakim. When your brand's left, we wrote back, there's a Kherim Haram, the one we spoke about last month, that the one which mentioned about that when you do Bedikah, whether it's a Kabbalatoma or not a Kabbalatoma, he says that if you do Bedikah in a Kabbalatoma, there's going to be Torah Tamei. So the Shulchan Aruch says that Rav Pamim you use something which is not a Kabbalatoma, because it's less than Gimel by Gimel. Gimel is not a Kabbalatoma. Elamai, Bedikah is a Safek Dereis, because it ties by Gosh. So he brings out the Shulchan Aruch, and as Shulchan Aruch we see that the Bedikah is less than 3 by 3. Less than 3 by 3 is not going to cover your whole finger.
Who brings it out?
The Shulchan Aruch Rav, and it could be Gimel, Ramea Brandstuffer, Halef, the Sadek Heir, Sadek Ovis, Sadek Dalet. This is Sadek Dalet. Sadek Heir was the one about the next one. The Sadek Ovis, Sadek Dalet, which one was it? Sadek Heir was the next one. Was the one about the. Either Sadek Dalet, Sadek Vav. There's two children between me. Brandstuffer, one Sadek Heir, one Sadek Dalet, Sadek Vav. And Lemaisa, that's he also says if you use a whole big one, you get scratches. And then, yeah, your leverage is at the end, the tip. You don't have a leverage over here. Just having a whole big thing, which covers the whole thing, and gets scratches. Therefore, they recommend about 7-8. That's 7-8 millimeters.
That's less than
3. What?
Less
than. This one, get more, yeah. 7-8, that's the size. Whatever, the ones is.
On they sell.
7-8. That's the size of Bedikah Kol Sanjan. That's in John's side. In terms of how does one do Bedikahs, so you have to get all covers stuck. And this is a very big fight. What is Kol Kharim Mistakim? How much Kharim Mistakim do you need? Basically, so the Shaila is, do you have to go spiral in, spiral out, trying to get all the Kharim Mistakim, or trying to get one round of Kharim Mistakim?
What's the
side number one is we're trying to get all the Kharim Mistakim. You have to start, go in, spiral in as you're going in, and spiral out, because I'm pressing around. You have to be pressing around the whole time and going like that. Or you're just trying to check Kherim Mistakim. So go up as far as possible and go
just the
to
up top layer of
stuff. Yeah.
Why
we'll explain it to you start. The way they say the best way to get the furthest is you first you should press your finger towards the back. Go to the press back, like towards her back, and then go up. If you go straight in, you won't get as far. You want to get the furthest in. Put your finger towards the back of yourself and then start going up. That's the for this you can. There's another shot, you have to touch the PM car or not. Touch the Sabah Rechem. Should you touch it or not? You could get it. Yeah. Shamar Shlosh gets better than Sabah Rechem. It goes around you a lot of times. At least that's what Rav David explained to us. But Hakapanim, Rav David said, yeah, if I have to touch Sabah Rechem. He brings out a mindset that a lady, she didn't touch Sabah Rechem, went to the mikvah, and Rabbi Yashi, you have to go back to the mikvah. I feel once. Because she didn't touch the Tzav Rechem. The Sheva Levi brings you, Avadi shouldn't do it because you get scratches. And Avadi shouldn't, you shouldn't touch the PM car because you always get scratches. And the person not going to do it. Okay, so in terms of how far Bedikas have to get. So the Chor, it's really telling the Seder Shaila. The one on the left. The Seder Shaila is that, what are we checking for Chor Mestakon? Why are we checking? Why can I do Bedikas without Chor Mestakon? What are we looking for? So, Kiveger, Siddiq Arech of Gimel, basically, the two mahalachim that they're going to bring down why we're checking for Kharim Mistakim. One mahalach is that maybe she's bleeding right now through the sides. And therefore, if I don't get to the Kharim Mistakim, I'm just missing it. And maybe it's coming on the sides. Shaka Kivek, if any knife, I get the PM car, I know she's not bleeding, and Khanami, then I don't need Kharim Mistakim. That's the Kivek says it's true. If you put something up to PM car, it's going to be okay. There's no side, she's bleeding from the sides. According to that side, so then if I check one Kharim Mistakim all around.
Let's get the same time.
What?
Let's get the same time.
Okay. So if you check one Kharim Mistakim a second time, it's pretty safe to say that I'm not bleeding right now to Derech the size because I went like that.
Yeah, maybe you're down. Maybe
what do you say?
Maybe you got stuck further down.
Oh, yeah. One second. The other side is to say that, no, that's not the chat. Okay, so let's get to start and work out. One side is the workout that you're going to say. One side is to say maybe you're bleeding direct the sides right now, and if I have to check the camera stuck. The other side says that not that I'm bleeding right now, just the Matisse is already start, she stops, and maybe she'll light 10 minutes ago, and it's in the sides. And the case of Israel holding it. If I'm making, I'm checking right now to make sure she didn't bleed 10 minutes ago. But are we checking for this second to make sure that she's bleeding? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Or no, I'm trying to. Maybe she bled 20 minutes ago, and she really is just bleeding. I'm checking the sides to make sure that there is no blood over there. So there's no blood over here to study. So let's work through the study. See what would come out. Maybe say the side of is that maybe she is bleeding right now. So what do you need? So you could say one side is that all you need is I have to go around one once. Then I know I'm not bleeding. Or maybe you could say, maybe she is bleeding by missing that second. So now what would happen? If I go a second layer, would that help me? Let's say I'm spiraling in. Let's start the way in, right? So I start from this side, I went like that.
You're going up or going down?
No, so you have to go up first, right? There'd be no sorority to do the bottom first, right? There'd be no sorority unless you do the bottom first. Right, there's no reason why I have to do the bottom first, because if I'm going down, right? So let's say I go up, put my finger against that, I go up and go like that, right? Okay, so now, let's say the sorority is that maybe she's bleeding right now. So maybe I missed it. So then maybe I should have to go down. That'd be one side to say. Or you just say that no, like,
you can always miss it, even
though you're down. Even way down, miss it, maybe whatever, you know, like, that should be absolute, nothing in this world is absolute, basically. That, you know, what are we 100%? Almost nothing. Let's go to the other side. The other side is that she's bleeding 10 minutes ago in the Beis HaRechem, it's the blood is stuck there. According to that, what do you need? Why?
Maybe you check it in to see maybe that's stuck.
No, so I went to the top, I checked, but maybe she bled 20 minutes ago and was on the bottom one. It's stuck over there. According to that, I'll check the whole thing. If you're worried that 10, 20 minutes ago you blocked.
Worried that it's going to go into one and not the other?
It flows down the sides, yeah. It got stuck in the bottom one, or yeah, it's down the top. So then the Chorish have to check the whole thing.
The Hesek will be more makeover.
I'm worried about it. Okay, so those are two ways that I do with Dika. It's 1 o'clock. Okay, okay, 1 second. Basically, Rabbi Yashiv, Bishmash Rabbi Yashiv, you have to like go in and start spiraling, because the chesh is for... No, you have to go as far, stick towards the back, go as far as in, go around, and start spiraling down, because if you're not spiraling down, then chesh is going to miss it. Sheva Levi, there's a steer in Sheva Levi, Twitter writes, you know, in the Tamir Sheva Levi, what the Tamir Sheva Levi is. The last... The Bertzina, Masha Klein, they say the minig is just to go around once. The Bertzina. Maybe Branzov has Shuvi, he says, you only have to go around once. You know, and he says like Kivager. So if you go to check once, that should be okay. And those are two ways to do Bertikish. One less than 30 seconds. The Bach says, Benegay, all these things that, by Kala, how do you do Bertikish? Kala can't, this is assumed, he can't get so far. It's like the Bach, when it's E-F-sure to go so far, it's mutter b'diavad. The only b'chayev kfir is possible, something which is E-F-sure to do it, b'chayev gavad de'omeko b'diavad, and if it's like the Bach, that b'diavad is going to be okay, because a warm b'chayev kala is b'diavad. It's like the Sittar, what's the pshah, why is E-F-sure good? And it's like the Sittar of A.20 Said. Vayisichol is all these chumras are darabonon, and if Chazal said, only when you're able to do it, it's ma'akif. If you're not able to do it, it's not going to be ma'akif. Therefore, Allah Almighty, so a lady who's dry, you can't get in so far. So therefore, if she did kfikoich, even if normally she gets till here. Now she's very dry, she only gets till here. This matzav is ziyaf, sure. What?
She can do it, just now she's dry.
In this matzav, kipshuta it's ziyaf, sure. And then in this matzav is going to be after, then it's going to be okay. Now, all those shaylos I mentioned in the beginning of this year, the Yisuyid HaShayel is in this Bach, which says that B'diyavid is going to be okay, because when she Yavshir, what's the getter of the Yavshir? Does the Yavshir mean I can't possibly do it? Does the Yavshir mean because I made a mistake, I used my middle finger, I didn't know? If that's called Kiyashir, you know, Chazal understood that we're not machines, but we make mistakes. Or you say, no, you could have done it, it's okay. And that's really the Yisuyid HaShayel, all those cases, you have an overring in. Isn't this matzav it's the Yavshir? Or no? It's not considered the Epsha now, but you said Shana, all those cases.